Hey there, Prayer Warriors. Mark here. Just so glad you're here with us just this morning. And we're going to share a couple of things today and do a little bit more study in God's Word. And let's just go ahead and open up in prayer. Dear Lord, we just give thanks just for all you do for us. You're guiding us through your Word. You are just the sower of seeds. And we just pray that all of those seeds fall on fertile ground. Just that they grow and we grow and it increases a hundredfold, just as we love your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, just if you got a chance, open up your Bibles, Revelation 3:16. Revelation 3:16 is kind of one of those interesting things. Remember, Revelation 3, John is writing it, and he also wrote 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. He wrote the book of John, the gospel. And here he is, probably in his 90s on the island of Patmos, and he writes this, and Jesus is, the Holy Spirit is passing this to him, and he's writing it down, and Jesus is saying, you know, to this church in Laodicea, I know your works. Now he's writing to the church at Laodicea. And you're neither hot nor cold, but I wish you were hot or cold. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. So here's a church in Laodicea that isn't hot or cold. I mean, they kind of turn their back on opportunities to witness or share. They just sit in their own little church, and they're just kind of happy and, you know, comfortable. They never get outside of that comfort zone, so they're not on fire for God. And we, brothers and sisters, need to be on fire for God, on fire for Jesus, to share that gospel, to share his word with others out there on the street. And so what I want to do is talk about one of those guys who went from a non-believer to a believer, and he was on fire, and this is one of his favorite verses. And his name is William. It's actually Billy, and it's Billy Sunday. And a few of you may have heard about him. He was born in 1862, start of the Civil War. He was born into a very poor family. Father is off fighting the Civil War. They were in Iowa. He was out with the militia fighting the North against the South. He was killed 5 weeks after Billy Sunday was born. And so here's this kid with his family. The mom, extremely poor. They move in with their grandparents. By the age of 10, the mom and the grandparents, everybody is so poor by 1872 that, you know, she farms him and a brother out to orphanages. And so in that orphanages at the age of 10, you know, you're kind of lost in all directions. And so you're getting educated. He loved to read, though. This kid's smart. He got into the books. By the age of 14, he was working on a farm, dropped out of high school, and he continued to read. But you know what he could do? The gift he had was he could run. And as a result of his ability to run, he could play baseball. Early days in baseball, he could steal bases like nobody. As a teenager, and even by the time he was 18, dropped out of high school, he was on the town baseball team. And so here's Billy Sunday. And then he's picked up by the National League, the American League in baseball. So he's playing for those guys, doing an amazing job. You know, he was kind of a lackluster hitter, about 260, you know, average. But, I mean, he was stealing hundreds of bases. He stole more bases than just about anybody else. He could run. He could play outfield. He could run and catch that ball. And at the age of 24, though, him and his baseball buddies were in downtown Chicago walking around, and he heard a woman singing the same songs, the same Christian songs that he heard as a child. And he went in. And that, at the age of 24, he accepted Christ as his personal Savior as a result of the impact that his Christian mother had on him all of those years later. So here he is at the age of 24. At the age of 29, he drops out of baseball. He loved baseball. He was, in fact, tried to, you know, be playing for the Philadelphia Phillies, the Chicago, White Stockings in those days, the Chicago White Stockings. But anyway, he took an $800 a year job at a YMCA as a minister. He was ministering to the youth. He was the youth director, essentially, and he was ministering in the area. Everybody who attended the YMCA, he was going out to their homes, and he was under a gentleman, another evangelist, Wilbur Chapman, who is fairly famous. Wilbur Chapman took him out on these tent meetings, and they were meeting in churches, and he was an evangelist. And so turned around, and Wilbur went back into the pastorate, but Billy Sunday, he was hitting his stride, and he started preaching, and the root of all of his preaching was prayer. Pretty simple. You'll pray, and you want to pray today for accepting Christ as your personal Savior. And so he was an evangelist, and he went out to all these small churches, and he went out to tents. Finally, he was not only in the Midwest, but he went up in the Pacific Northwest, and he went down to the South. He was as far down south as South Carolina, and he continued to preach bigger and bigger crowds. And a lot of the traditional preachers didn't like him. It's because he was non-denominational. He said, if somebody comes to Christ, I'm going to turn them right back around and put them in back and encourage them to go to that Catholic church or that Baptist church or that Presbyterian church. And it was the Word of God working through Billy Sunday all those years. As those crowds built, they went into bigger buildings, and the bigger buildings were noisy. They would put down sawdust in there as a deadening, deaden the sound of the people and the feet scraping and things like that. And at the end of every sermon, he would say, I want you to walk down that sawdust trail. And people would come out to that center aisle, and they would come up that sawdust trail to accept Christ as their personal Savior. And he loved baseball analogy stories. And in fact, other preachers didn't like him because he would run back and forth up there with enthusiasm, being on fire for God. And at one point, he had to make his notes with great big letters on him in printing, and just so he could see him as he was over here on this side, or over on this side, or as he was running past, and he would do baseball analogies. In some cases, he would put together baseball teams if he was going to be in a location for a month, and doing those Sunday night revivals or daily night revivals, he would put together baseball teams. And his wife, Nell, in fact, was holding women's Bible studies during this month-long process. Other men would have singing, and they would have children's Bible studies. He was fired up for God. Never was Billy Sunday, after he accepted Christ, not on fire for God. And in fact, throughout his life, they say that probably 1 million people accepted Christ as their personal Savior during those years in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He was, for prohibition. He was against the repeal of prohibition. He was pretty staunch, dyed-in-the-wool pastor, minister, evangelist that said, hey, this is really what's going to happen to you. You are going to go to hell if you don't accept Christ as your personal Savior. Just as a matter of fact, it's in the Bible that if you don't accept Christ as your personal Savior, you'll be forever damned. And it's throughout the entire New Testament. And so we kind of have to understand that. And so here's Billy Sunday preaching this. A lot of people didn't want to hear it. A lot of people heard it. And they walked that sawdust trail in those tents, in those buildings, in those churches, because they heard the Word of God being preached and prayed on through Billy Sunday. And Billy Sunday actually, lived to be about 72. When he died, he preached up to the final week before his death at the age of 72. The subject of his very last sermon was, what must I do to be saved? And so that's just absolutely fascinating. And so I just want to ask you today, Billy Sunday was a runner. Where are you running? Are you running away from God? Are you running away from problems this week? Are you lukewarm and just sitting on the couch? Or are you like Billy Sunday? You're running to God. I encourage you to run to God. I encourage you, and using a baseball analogy, I encourage you to run to first base, to second base, to third base. Run home, and there is Jesus waiting for you at home plate. I just pray that you slide in with all your might and all your glory into that lifelong relationship, everlasting relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. Have an amazing week, you prayer warriors. Keep on praying.